let the cows roam? Or who's going to milk the cow? Or matter of fact, where's the beef? I remember that little saying from Where's the Beef from back. I think that was the Burger King days. And Burger King is still around. I'm not promoting Burger King. I just thought about Where's the Beef. Or was that Wendy's? I don't know. But I'm asking myself right now, where's the beef and who's milking the cow? And if you think about those two different things, beef, milk, belongs to one subject. But it can actually relate to life. So when it comes to relationship, oftentimes you'll hear, where's the beef? Girl, he didn't have any beef. Girl, that beef, I couldn't even smell it. Long talking about fillet. So are you talking about a prime steak? Filet mignon? Or what? I don't eat beef, but I'm just asking. I should have looked up the word beef so I know it's red meat. Do you like the blood in it? How you like your beef cooked? You like it medium well? Or you like it well? Or do you like it well done? Well, well and well done are the same. Or do you like it rare? So those are some things to think about. When you got rare meat and you're milking the cow, what does those two things equal to? Rarely coming home. Because the rare meat is just out there. It's not done. It's not well done. And it's never going to be done. Because it's rare. And you can look up the definition of rare. Rare meaning to me in a relationship, I'm rarely where I need to be. Or I am rarely intimately in love with you because I made love or I blanked you. So that's rare. So if you want something, if you like your beef medium well, that is someone that's out there that's seeking, but they don't really know what they want. They may want a little pink showing. That means they're dib and dabbing anything they see that's pink in the opening. So what does that tell you? They got the beef, they got the jerky, and they got the stick. But where is the milk? Who's milking the cow? Who's milking the cow? Who's actually taking the time to pamper you? Mostly females have the boobs, and after having birth with a child, they have milk. So they make a decision. Am I going to breastfeed my baby or am I going to get some milk off the shelf? Whatever you choose, that's your choice. The same goes to that beef jerky, that rare steak, that medium well or well done beef that you're searching for. First, you got to take the time and ask yourself and look up, is red meat really good for you? Can you digest it well? And are you ready to handle what you're looking for? Once you decide that, then you can go back and think, well, hell, I don't want the beef. Give me the chicken or the turkey. You got to switch from the red to the white meat. Not meaning any type of nationality or color, skin color, anything like that. I'm making reference to meat, period. So when you decide that you want chicken, which supposedly to be better for you, the white meat, or you may want fish, anything to swim in the sea. So those are a lot of things in life relates to relationship, how we relate to the food we eat, to the flowers we smell, to the activities we do. That's building relationship. So getting back to the end of my story, I'm going to ask you, where is the beef? What kind of beef do you like? Do you eat beef? Do you want medium well, well done, or rare? I would like to hear your side of the story. And let me ask you, when the last time you've been milked? I'm Antrianna E. Stone, the love advocate. I'm out here advocating love for you. Contact me, 248-245-4587. I would love to interview you and also hear your story. Thanks for listening.